scratch about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
To improve your reception of our signal on the long wave band, you could simply try lifting your radio set and turning it around a little bit to either the left or the right. Regular broadcasts will begin soon.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
The United States government just asked us to save the world.
United States government just asked us to save the world.
For years.
Bruce added that line, and Michael went, "That's going to be in the preview." And lo and behold, it was.
The United States government just asked us to save the world.
Bruce liked to say the phrase, the United States of America. That's the only time it ever got included in the film. Just because I think, you know, what other America really are you talking about? I mean, to say the full name seems a little bit extraneous.
And now,
everybody is very psyched. You know who else is psyched? I'll give you a hint. They have four thumbs, and they are these two guys.
I am very excited.
I am giddy.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday morning, the 14th of August.
I just feel like I should get to make the decision on when I get a new pet. I don't feel like it should be the other way around.
You do. You get to close your door.
Mm-hmm. I can't work.
Turns out
that.
You're fully in charge of that.
I can't work like that. And I also and the cat slept on the porch last night. And the cat jumped up on Donna's car when she came back from the supermarket last night.
Mm-hmm.
And the cat lives here now. And I have a cat.
Have you fed the cat?
Yes.
Yep. That's it.
Why does it think it lives there now? That you're feeding it and welcoming it into your home.
I fed it because it had been on my property all day long and had to be hungry, and I'm not a monster.
Right. And you were petting it all day because?
Well, you don't want the cat to be lonely and sad.
Our point is then stop complaining because you have all options and you're making all the wrong decisions if you don't want a cat.
Also, based on what we hear, keep that door open. You'll have a pet seagull soon.
No kidding. You better add to the menagerie.
Donna posted on her Instagram last night a whole bunch of pictures of the cat all over the house. And she said, just reminding you, we don't have a cat. And somebody said, your cat doesn't care what you think.
Correct.
Which I thought was very funny.
Yeah.
But I'm
yesterday
not really
morning at this time, if you weren't listening, that Bean just found a random cat. In his studio.
She just came walking in and jumped up onto the controls right as we were getting ready to start the show. Like, out of nowhere. I've never seen this cat before in my life.
Correct.
And she is back for more. In fact, she never left. So
right. But
I think today I might have to take her to the vet to see if she has a chip, because maybe she is lost from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
This is his first checkup for the cat to make sure it's safe, and then he's going to bring it home.
Also, check up on its health and then see if it's worth being a pet for us.
Yes.
No, that
rises to the level of Bean's petdom.
Mm-hmm.
Donna is super allergic to cats, for starters.
Yeah.
And we haven't run this by Linus yet, either. And I don't think he's down for us getting a cat.
You're making terrible decisions.
Well, also, it's not like, you know, because the last step of having a pet is naming it. So it's not like you guys have named it, so.
Cat's name is Cat Corbett.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Her name is Cat Corbett.
Here's all I'm saying. All good. Happy you have a cat, although they suck. Great name.
Mm-hmm. Yep, accept it.
But stop complaining about
it. Not looking for a cat, guys.
No, stop. But you have one. That's why you're not.
But
I wouldn't
look for a second one either.
Right.
Especially if you have to look like outside your home for one.
Right.
That seems daunting.
Yeah.
They do just come to you, though. And part of it is, I've traveled in my future, and I already don't know how to get the dog to England. How do I get the dog and the cat to England? You know what I mean? Like, it just seems like.
Well, now they can just be on each other's shoulders and wear a trench coat.
And I can pretend they're my son. Just buy him a seat.
I mean, you're asking all of our questions.
Right.
Because we're saying maybe now is not a good time for you to get a cat.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Though.
And then you're also saying you have no choice. And
you've
made like six straight choices that mean you're going to have a cat.
I didn't pick this cat. This cat picked me.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah.
Right, but stopped complaining.
Then you picked it in return.
I gave it a name, fed it.
You guys are not
petted it.
You guys are not.
You have to say yes to the person who asked you to prom. You know what I mean? you can't just go because someone asked you.
What are we missing?
You guys are not seeing it the right way.
Okay,
what are we missing? Well,
it's
just I don't have anything. Ow, stop. Move.
Wait, is this the cat?
Yes, the cat is on top of the controls again.
Oh, my gosh, Bean.
Yes, the cat just knocked my phone down. Okay.
The cat is yours and hates you.
And is a dick.
You guys have basically become a two-man team on the radio.
Yep. Stop it.
You guys are Conway and Steckler.
All right. Do we have time for the thing?
Yeah, sure.
Do we, though?
Are you asking the cat or us?
I'm asking you guys.
Okay. Yeah, I think you have time.
Okay. Yeah. I'm concerned about mugs. Mugs tells us. I mean, a lot of people struggle with their weight, but Muggs tells us that he is serious about losing weight. We've all heard that from him.
About every other week.
About every other week. He's like, no, I'm going for it this time. I hate the way I look. I gotta do something. I'm serious about it. And then 10 minutes ago, Allie, what did Muggs come in and tell us in the room?
Cupcakes, awful. And I said, what cupcakes? The ones left overnight, the icing's awful. It's bad. What?
First of all, why would you eat something left overnight here?
I mean, it was covered in a container.
Yeah.
It was covered in a container.
You know what else it was covered in?
I heard these words. Stained my fingers. I'm like, I'm out.
Wow.
I don't want to hear any more.
Yes. So that, to me, a guy who is trolling the kitchen floor, essentially, for food, is not a guy who's serious about his weight. So
he's our cat.
We didn't pick him. He picked us.
Right. So since your plan is to now blow up like a Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade balloon, since that's what you're going for, I've got the vacation for you, Muggs.
Okay. All right.
This is the George Pub and Grill in County Durham. Allie, you're the British correspondent of the show. Is that in England or is that in Ireland or is that in Scotland?
Yes, sure is. Right over there.
Uh-huh. Okay. Has recently reopened its doors following a fire earlier in the year, and business is back with a bang, launching a brand new burger challenge for customers. You know how you drive across this great land of ours and you'll see a billboard that'll say free 72-ounce steak dinner to anyone who can finish it, right? This is called the Big Ben Number 10. It cost about $35. It features a stack of 10 hamburgers smothered in cheese, and to make things even meatier, each layer is topped with bacon.
Yummy.
10 burgers smothered in cheese with bacon between every layer. And by the way, also comes with a side of chips, because what's a burger without fries, right?
Yummy.
It weighs around 4 pounds and contains around 12,000 calories.
Oh.
Beat it.
12,000 calories.
That's a lot. How many calories should we consume a day?
Well, they say 2,000
is the average. Oh, my gosh.
For the average person? Yeah, this is 12,000. If you're thinking that this feast sounds like a heart attack waiting to happen, you'd be right. And the pub's owner, Craig Harker, even advises people to eat at their own risk. What's more...
He puts a sign on his restaurant that says, eat at your own risk.
What's more, he has pledged to pay compensation of up to 500 pounds of his own money toward a headstone if anyone should happen to die while attempting the Big Ben Number 10.
This is some pretty good PR right here.
Oh, my.
The burger is absolutely stacked high with juicy meat from top to bottom. 60 ounces of beef tipped with so much cheese and 25 pieces of bacon. And by the way, if you want, you can add a further dollop of liquid cheese over the whole dish, which makes it even better.
Liquid cheese. I got that.
So one competitive eater, by the way, has already taken on the extreme challenge. His name is Kyle Gibson, and he polished it off in 21 minutes and 56 seconds. Speaking afterward, he said the burger was the best he'd ever had. It was soft, full of flavor, and filled a small hole. Overall, it's a quality burger. So, Muggs, it can be done.
Wow.
Wow. That's impressive.
Thank you, Muggs.
He's busy eating that cupcake.
Yeah.
Right. So you think you could handle it? Could you eat something with 10 burgers in it and cheese and bacon and fries?
As long as it doesn't stain my fingers.
Yeah, okay. I know that feeling.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Guy over there.
Mm-hmm. I'll pay for it, Muggs, if you want to go.
All right.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I know you've all seen normal people. Can you pick one and act like that?
No, Jensen's hot take.
Right.
Wait, can I clarify?
Not really normal, yes.
Bean, you'll pay for his trip or you'll pay for the burger once he's there?
Just the burger.
Burger, don't be ridiculous.
Oh, okay, right.
Of course.
All right,
don't be ridiculous.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah, 35
cheapest
bucks,
human
yes.
alive is not going to be.
$35, yes. The $1,500, no.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Bean makes his guest on the program today.
Yes, he does.
Does. Why are you referring to yourself as he? Does it help to put toilet paper down on a seat when you're in a public restroom?
I would assume so.
Yeah, obviously.
Of course it does.
No, it doesn't.
You can't just sit on the seat.
It keeps the last person's germs off your butt.
Sit on the seat is the answer.
Come on.
No.
If you want, like, butt germs.
Or the herps.
Yeah, if you want the herps.
Got some details for you.
I don't want them.
Involves the doctor.
Nope.
Yep.
No.
Giving you some advice.
Oh, no.
That's happening.
Why do you ruin everything good?
Plus, Kevin's Party Bus, the Vegas Singles Party. We're going to give you a chance to qualify for that. You can enter any time between now and Friday night at midnight, and we'll play some more of the people who have entered and give out some tickets coming up very soon here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And we've got the Ace Man, Adam Carolla, as well on today's Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:55.
And it is Wednesday morning. Allie's got her first look at what's happening here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Bean, you said you fed the cat yesterday.
I did.
What did you feed the cat?
Well, I don't know why you're asking, but we started with dog food.
Okay.
Because that's what we had. And then Donna grilled her up a nice piece of fish.
Why would this cat ever leave?
Right.
It has its own chef.
Did it get to, you know, ask what kind of fish? Was Donna like, do you want salmon? Can I give you a nice cod?
Side of coleslaw?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think Donna, I don't remember what kind it was, but I think Donna just had something in the fridge that she thought the cat would enjoy, and the cat enjoyed it very much.
Okay, I ask you this because Kevin and I are not big on cats. That's a known thing.
Correct.
But what if we had a cat and we're like, oh, we're out of cat food. This blows. Then you have to go and get the cat food. But you also pick up a lottery ticket.
Okay.
And then you win $1.2 million, which is the top prize at that, you know, gas station for that lottery right there. And they owe it all to their 6-year-old cat, Shortcake.
And see, other people's cats are earning them money,
that's
Dean.
That's what I'm saying, Bean.
They're working.
Yes. But the couple said they treated their cat to a dinner of ham to celebrate their good fortune. So, I mean, maybe start giving that cat ham and it'll turn magical.
Seems like a fair trade, ham for $1.2 million.
Yeah. We don't really serve pig in this house, but that's awesome. That's awesome for that little family and their cat.
Yeah.
And their $1 million.
$1.2 million just for swinging by the gas station, picking up some cat food.
I am a cat lover and I love to run. I'm sorry I'm being a bad cat. Again, I really love cats.
I got to tell you, I think Donna is extremely intelligent. Mm-hmm. Bean's one of the most intelligent people I've met. Uh-huh. You guys are so dumb if you don't want a cat.
Yeah, I mean, you're basically throwing away $1.2 million is what we're saying.
Look, like I said, I'm taking her to the vet today. Yeah. Taking her to the vet today. Look for Chip, and we'll try to reunite
Chip
this cat.
Chip quit.
We'll try to reunite this cat with her rightful owner. That's my plan.
Okay. Let's say you don't find a Chip. No idea who the owner is. What next?
Then they have a cat.
I think we just heard the cat again while he said it.
Yeah, I heard something fall.
That's a tough one, you guys.
Yeah, let's work through it.
It's not a tough one. You're going to have a cat. That's just a say tough it. One.
Have you ever wanted to lick your cat?
No, that's not what this is about.
All right. Guys, ASAP Rocky and two associates were found guilty of assault in Sweden. But they're not going to serve jail time for the altercation that took place in Stockholm in late June. They're going to pay some damages to the victim, but A, he was never going back there anyway.
No.
And B, come on, Sweden. What's
guilty, 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 guilty.
What's
guilty.
Happening? What's happening over there in Sweden?
We all saw the video, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was tremendously provoked.
Beyond provoked.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, at trial, you would argue self defense.
And then the argument back is that it was self defense at some point, but then it turned into just beating a dude up all as a group. Mm-hmm. So they were saying yes, he was provoked.
That's how it started.
Self defense, yes, but then they took it too far by just wailing on him. That was going to be the case or was in the end.
Not good, you guys.
No, but he did look at the camera a million times. But
is that your cat?
Yes, I'm sorry. He just jumped on the mic.
Control him, for God's sake, man.
I mean, they have bits together now. One of them jumps up, taps the mic. He apologizes. They laugh.
Why is Sweden such a violent country, you guys? That's what they're known for.
Well, ask your freaking cat.
Yeah, ask him. He might know. Maybe he's from there. You'll learn it by the chip. Walked over.
So ASAP Rocky is off the hook. That's the point.
He is.
I am a cat lover, and I love to run.
So that's good for him. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. Big news day.
Whew. That is another way of saying guilty.
Well, he was found guilty, but he's not going to serve any jail time. Just pay some damages to the victim. And who's to say he's going to do that, right? Let's be honest.
What's going on?
So, some birthdays for you. Steve Martin, Halle Berry, Magic Johnson, Marcia Gay Harden, Mila Kunis, and Tim Tebow. And
Beat makes his guest coming up on the program in about 20 minutes or so, and then we'll be looking for your stories of how you reached out to the internet and it solved your problem or made your dreams come true. I think that's going to be a fun segment coming up.
I don't like the internet right now.
Oh, no, we're out of time. Go to the next song. Hit it, Steve.
I'm not a fan of the internet. I'll tell you that right now.
Kevin, don't do it.
There's a tweet feed called... Now this is news.
Yes.
Canceled.
And they did a story about toilet paper and going to the restroom in public places, which we have all had to do.
Sure. You want to talk about a cat? What's your cat up to?
Yeah, is it okay?
There we go.
By the way, we all have to, except for Jensen, who just poops himself rather than have to go in a public restroom.
Especially after this.
If you're anything like me, before you use a public toilet, you have to line it with a mountain of toilet paper. But is all that toilet paper really saving us from germs?
All right, the ones that don't have the pre-cut ones, you guys do that? Toilet paper?
Sure. Yeah,
of course.
Maybe on two hands, I count the amount of times that I've pooped in public in a place I don't know. I depend on that.
Yeah.
Well, it only makes sense because you have no idea how many butts have been on that seat and what's left behind. It would be irresponsible to not cover toilet seat.
Or front parts, too, Bean.
Absolutely. Yes.
There's a doctor in this story named William Schaefer. He's a professor at Vanderbilt School of Medicine.
He's probably Satan.
He was also a starship captain.
To you, he will be Satan.
A few years ago, I was in an airport where they had these automatic toilet seat liners on some of the toilets. That reduces the ick factor, which is important to a lot of people, but really doesn't prevent the transmission of any bad germs.
How
can that be?
Is it because toilet paper is so thin that any kind of germs can just get right through it?
It will be explained.
Okay.
Ready for a fun fact?
I think at this point, no.
Can we vote? I'm not interested.
I'm not ready for a fun fact.
The average human carries up to a kilogram of microorganisms, which are found on the skin, genitals, and the gastrointestinal system. On any given toilet, there's an average of 1,200 germs per square inch.
Oh,
1,200 germs per square inch.
That is a bad number.
Is it a toilet baby?
Human waste can contain microbes that carry viruses like salmonella and hepatitis A and E.
Is that not bad enough for you?
If you think that's bad, studies have even found flesh-eating bacteria and E. coli on hospital bathroom toilet seats. Bacteria can live for days, depending on its type, location, and the humidity of the environment.
It can live for days!
Oh, no.
I'm on a gag.
Days!
Good morning! Good morning! Fabulous!
Right?
Outstanding! Wonderful! Terrific!
Right?
Good morning!
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good morning!
So what's the...
We'll get to it.
Okay.
Back to Dr. Schaefer.
Luckily for us, our bodies are covered with yeast and our own set of bacteria that works like a shield to prevent outside germs from getting in.
All right, that was the host still. Now, that's good news, right?
Yeah. It sounded like an upbeat.
Stop right there. Okay, we're done.
Your body can fight off those germs.
What's happening coming up right after
this? Back to Dr. Schaefer.
Yes, you could pick it up on your skin, but that doesn't mean you're going to get an illness from it. They usually don't penetrate the skin itself.
All right.
Unless, of course, you get a cut.
No.
Okay. Well, if you don't have a cut, it seems like you're relatively safe.
I have butt cuts.
Well, you know what's the easiest cut to find? Your butt. Considering you'd have to have a mirror, you wouldn't even know.
In most cases, your hands are the gateway to introducing germs to your body. Germs can be transported inside your body when you touch your mouth or rub your eyes. This is why it's always important to wash your hands after you use the bathroom. Oh,
okay, so for the most part, what he's saying is the toilet paper doesn't help. But what's important is that you wash your hands. Because that's how most people get sick.
Okay.
So can I ask a question that's now in my mind? Wiping my butt with toilet paper would technically be almost like not having anything.
That will be answered.
Oh, God.
While many opt for toilet paper as a source of protection, public health experts say it might be doing the opposite. You see, toilet paper is porous. It has tiny holes that small organisms can travel through. So when you line the seat with toilet paper, it only delays the time it takes for the bacteria to get to your skin.
Mm. All right. Nope. There are two words that I don't love, mm-hmm. and the two words are fecal matter. Mm-hmm. So I've replaced those with a sound effect. When you hear that, think fecal matter, because okay. I don't want to say it over and over
That's
again.
That's fine. You've said it twice, but
okay.
Sure.
Here's Dr. Schaefer.
So you have in the bowl, and then you move that water with energy. That's the flush. And you do get some aerosolization.
Oh.
And some of that can contain bacteria.
Yeah.
Even the
Heaven.
Air.
Even the air. This isn't me.
Yeah, you brought it
it's
to us.
It's important information that we need to know.
Guys.
That's like the worst story ever.
I mean, seriously, do we need this? Isn't ignorance bliss? I mean,
it is for me most of the time.
Yes.
But I believe, being you want to know everything. You don't want to be kept out on any piece of information.
I thought I wanted to stay current. Now I just want to live in the dark ages again before we knew what germs were.
Let's continue.
According to a 2005 study, when you flush, you can jump out of the toilet as high as 2.7 feet.
What? Oh my god, fecal matter's got hops.
It can jump out of the toilet.
Oh my gosh.
2.7 meters.
Higher than I can jump.
Theoretically, those particles can then spread from the toilet bowl to the toilet paper. So when you wipe, you're exposing yourself to the same.
Okay, so are we not supposed to? We're not supposed to wipe?
Then, are we looking smart with their bidets right now?
They are sort of, yeah. They really are. But at least from here, they give us good news. So it's all uphill from here, you guys.
Grossed out gets even worse.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It gets worse. That's my bad. No. It does get worse. That's my bad.
Goddamn, Kevin.
Our bathroom.
Yeah, this guy's the worst.
When you go into our bathroom, you take the paper towel, and what happens?
Well, number one, they're not paper towels. What are you saying? I take the toilet paper.
Yeah, I'm saying to wash your hands after you. Dry your hands after you wash them.
We're going to address that?
It's the air dryer. It's the air dryer.
I thought we were just talking poo.
Which ours are automatic.
If that bathroom has an automatic hand dryer, it can suck particles out of the air and push them back out every time it's activated. That means you're drying your hands with The same thing can even happen at home.
You're drying your hands with poo air.
Yeah.
It's poo air.
Yes.
Just all around you.
Yes.
Everywhere.
So I think we all agree the answer is squatting or hovering.
Or pooping your pants.
Correct.
Fight against dirty toilets is often fought by squatting or hovering. But experts warn against this as it can increase your risk for an infection.
Okay, so we can't do that.
Oh, my either. God. What is safe?
And this is the big wrap-up. This is where he ties it all together and gives us hope.
But as long as there's no liquid or visible on the toilet seat, it should be okay for you to sit down bare bones.
He's saying it's better to sit on the toilet seat without paper towel on toilet paper on it than it is to put toilet paper on. It's better. It's healthier.
Makes no sense.
As long as you can't see anything on the toilet. If it's dry, sit on it without toilet paper.
Can I be the first on the show to apologize to our listeners for this
important
segment?
Information?
For this segment?
We're doing a service.
And I think Kevin should be burned at the stake.
Yeah.
This is awful.
Yeah.
Just don't touch your eyes or your mouth and immediately wash your hands. Because if you did come in contact with that would be a direct conduit for germs to enter the body. So if this made you feel afraid of sitting on a toilet, get over yourself. There's germs everywhere.
Oh, yeah, it's our fault that makes us feel bad about going to the toilet.
Thanks, bud.
I hate him.
All right, let's talk about your toothbrushes. Ready?
No. I don't want to know anything else about my bathroom today.
Okay. Kevin, you don't get to talk anymore. Your privileges have been rescinded. I'm sorry.
Not now, Kevin.
God damn it. That was brutal. That was.
By the way, brought it up in the room yesterday. Everybody said, "Well, that sounds crazy. Let's do it."
Yeah,
we now say, all of a sudden today,
saying and hearing it, two different things.
Yeah, we didn't know how awful it was going
to
be.
And I believe you pitched it like, "Hey, you know how you put toilet paper down? Maybe we don't need to do that."
And we were like, "Oh, that sounds like a cool story.
Talk about that.
What a cool personal interest story."
Yeah. Maybe I softballed that one a little.
We're going to save the rainforest. Awesome, Kevin, bring that story to us.
All right, I know it's going to be tough, Allie, but see if you can help us forget what we've just heard here on the show.
Well, how about we get back at Kevin a little bit?
What?
Oh, good.
Good.
I hope this is Friends related.
It certainly is. Central Perk Friends pop-up is coming to the Los Angeles Coffee Bean.
And Kevin has to cover it.
He has to go because there are two locations, you guys. One, 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica. The other on Beverly Boulevard in West Hollywood. The one right by Cedars-Sinai.
No way. Not ever.
I feel like you need to go. The Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf is continuing its celebration of the 25th anniversary of Friends. So they're opening these two pop-ups running August 16th through the 23rd. It's a very selfie-friendly joint, Kevin. The Central Perk replicas feature photo booths with Friends memorabilia, the Central Perk orange sofa.
Oh, the sofa.
But here's what I think Kevin's going to be most excited about.
No
Not
way.
Only
no way.
Can you sip the Friends-themed drinks,
hey,
how
great.
About if I purchase you, Kevin, yes, you, some of these Central Perk-branded coffee mugs with
no way.
Delightful
no way.
Sayings.
Get real.
Delightful sayings like, how you brewing? Huh? Like Joey Tribbiani used
that has
to go,
everything
how
I hated
you doing?
One.
Or what about this one? Remember when Ross and Rachel were on a break?
Oh, is it? We're on a coffee break?
We're on a coffee break! Yay! I can't wait.
That's fantastic. Kevin interviewing the people who go to
coffee
shop. What do you like
coffee
best
shop?
About these Central Perk pop-up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's strong.
What was your favorite Friends episode?
First of all, I don't know what that is. And second of all, no freaking way.
Are you a Rachel or Monica? Oh, my God.
Where's Gunther?
It writes itself, Kevin.
Not cool.
You into it, Kevin? You want to do it, Kevin?
You love Friends.
I don't. Honestly, it's not me doing a bit, even not exaggerating. Mm-hmm. I don't get the Friends love. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, maybe they could help you out.
I thought
by
it was
you going down there and finding out what it's all about.
Yeah, you gotta ask them.
I thought it was good when it was on the air, but every day since there's a story like this. Every day since then. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
Well, I'll be telling you all about this pop-up because it runs August 16th through the 23rd. I'll probably have an update every day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Stop it.
Good. Yeah.
Good.
Clearly. And will they have a public restroom there?
I assume so. That's where Kevin's going to do his interviews.
Okay.
People coming in, coming
Remember,
out.
Remember, when you flush, it jumps.
It jumps.
2.7
meters.
Ridiculous.
That's taller than Joey.
It's crazy. How are you brewing? I mean, right? On a
Come
coffee
on.
Mug?
That's got wordplay.
It's got everything you
friends.
Need.
I love it so much.
Jensen, you consider naming your baby Chandler. Did it ever, was that ever on the list?
No, I think Pooh Air was closer.
Got it. You guys, yesterday was a real roller coaster of emotions. For those of us out there that genuinely care about Harry Styles and if he's going to be in the new live-action remake of Little Mermaid. But maybe theater chains shouldn't be tweeting breaking news. Because yesterday, both AMC Theaters and Regal Cinemas tweeted that Harry Styles has been cast in the role of Prince Eric. They then had to delete the tweets when news came out that Harry Styles has turned down the offer to play the role of Prince Eric. What is happening? Why is AMC Theaters and Regal Cinemas tweeting out breaking news of a casting?
Well, that was a miscalculation.
Yeah, that's not their job.
They got scoops.
I don't know.
It's kind of weird.
It was cool, though, the PR. His PR was like, nope, he said no.
He actually said no. He really enjoys The Little Mermaid, but he respectfully declined.
Yeah, said no.
Who do you think at both those theater chains were like, dude, tweet it. We got inside info. Very, very odd, you guys. Hey, coming up, I'm going to tell you all about Joe Rogan, who might be moderating a presidential debate.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
What?
I mean, maybe.
He just had Bernie on the podcast.
Yeah.
Just
Whoa.
Saying.
Whoa. Oh, man. Oh, man.
I mean, I take that over your time is up.
Agreed.
Oh, same.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, but first and first.
What's happening right now?
Oh, jeez.
Magic Johnson, Halle Berry, Steve Martin, Marcia Gay Harden, Mila Kunis, and Tim Tebow.
That goes on the in the top 10 of the greatest songs of the 21st century, right?
I love
it. I think so, too, yeah.
Yeah, I think that one holds up. Even though it's almost 25 years old, I still love when I hear some Wonderwall.
Same.
All right, you guys, it's been a while, but I think it's time for another edition of Bean Makes Us Guess.
Bean Makes Us Guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Penis slapped.
Bean is a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for Bean Makes Us Guess.
Yes.
We could check with Omar about.
We did. We checked.
Changing out some of those sound bites.
We can't do that. Technologically, we can't
right,
do that.
But
yeah.
I don't know how.
It's not possible.
But how is being penis slapped appropriated this situation?
I didn't say it.
This is a very fun topic today. In the words of a great man.
You guys, Jensen Karp is about to be very, very jealous right now.
He really is. Ranker.com has a list up that I think y'all will love. 1.1 million votes on the greatest pro wrestlers of all time.
Oh!
The greatest pro wrestlers of all time.
Yeah.
Is what we're looking for. And this is a great category because so many names come to mind, but how are they ranked? Which of the great wrestlers in history are going to make it into the top 10? Kevin, as usual, we go to you first. Get an early chance to get on the board. What say you, sir?
Chef Boyardee Man.
Mm. He was good.
No,
I don't recall Chef Boyardee Man.
Well, you don't follow wrestling then, man.
He did the flying spaghetti-o.
Mugs!
Well done.
Right?
Come on! Not bad.
Hey, you guys, Mugs said something and it was funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, I already have the top 30 listed in front of me. I'm sorry, he did not make the top 30, perhaps just outside. All right, Beer Mug, this one's right in your wheelhouse. What do you think?
All I got to say is one word.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Ric Flair, baby.
Ric Flair is number seven. Number seven on the greatest pro wrestlers of all time. That was an outstanding guess. You got a point, Allie.
I'm sure he's on the top 10. Brother. That was Hulk Hogan.
Number, Hulk Hogan, by the way.
Number four.
All right.
Number four on the greatest pro wrestlers of all time. All right, so Beer Mug one, Allie one. Kevin, you're up.
I remember a guy with bright orange hair. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, what was his name? Donald Trump.
He did, yeah.
Right? He was in the ring. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. He was. He did appear
yes.
in WrestleMania. I'm sorry. He is not considered an actual pro wrestler. Not in the top 30 anyway.
Ridiculous.
I'm sorry. All right, Bugs.
Does anybody want a peanut?
Andre the Giant.
Wow.
Andre the Giant, number 10.
Oh.
Number 10. Well okay. done. Yeah. All right, Allie. This was going to be a tough one. It's going to be neck and neck between you two.
I feel like he is stone cold in the top 10.
I feel like he's number one in the top 10.
The Stone Cold said so.
Over a million votes, Stone Cold Steve Austin considered the greatest pro wrestler of all time. Mm. All right. 2-2. Is that the score?
Yeah.
It is.
Well, I mean, that sounds like there's only two people playing.
Yeah, there is.
All right, Kevin, this is a chance for you to get on the board.
Pee-wee Herminator.
He was ahead of his time.
Ahead of his time.
Yeah.
So too early, you're saying. Too early.
Sorry. Okay. No, all Pee-wee, right. I'm not today. Mm. All right, Bugs, keep your streak alive, son.
I got to go The Undertaker.
The Undertaker is a very curious guess, and also number three. How about that? Bugs is on fire lately.
Yeah, that's not bad.
All right, Allie, what you got?
Bret Hart.
Bret Hart. You're saying Bret Hart?
Yeah.
I'm saying number five.
Yeah! Bret the Hitman Hart!
This is head-to-head. Now, Kevin, you can still make a point.
All right.
What do you got?
Rick Moranis. Moranis. Is it Moranis or Moranis?
The way you said it, Moranis.
Moranis. Moranis, but...
The Ghostbusters actor?
The little dude. It was...
Yeah. Yeah, no. I'm sorry.
Remember he's an IRS agent, he threw the party, and everybody was dancing, and he said, hey, and you need to change your 401k.
As he says it. It's weird.
Nope. Not technically on the list, I'm sorry. All right, Bugs, you're running out of top 10, but let's see what you can get.
We're just a bunch of Rudy Poo candy asses when he walks in the room. The Rock!
Ladies and gentlemen, number 8.
Wow.
Number 8 is The Rock. Look at you. This is the highest scoring Bean Makes His Guess ever.
This is awesome.
For some of us.
All right. All right, Allie.
Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho, I'm sorry. He is number 23 on the list. A lot of good wrestlers y'all aren't thinking of, but the top 10 is getting pretty crowded. I will say number 2 has still not been guessed, though.
Oh, I know number 2.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, David Arquette.
He is a wrestler.
Suck it!
I'm sorry, Beer Mug.
Ultimate Warrior.
Ultimate Warrior, I'm sorry, is number 29.
Oh.
Number 29. Allie.
Is this Allie for the win?
No, he's got 4, I've got 3.
Oh, okay.
Oh, for the tie. The tie.
You can
do it.
She's
thinking. She's thinking.
I believe in you. She's tapping her pencil.
Again, number 2 has still not been set.
What's his name?
You don't get credit for what's
dude,
his name.
Yeah. The head dude.
No. Head dude.
What?
Take your time.
That's what you were saying.
What?
Vince McMahon, I think.
No, not Vince McMahon. He's not it. Yeah, not him.
Okay. Sorry.
But thank you.
We can hear you.
Is there
guys.
A time limit?
What?
We
can hear you guys.
I know he's not on there, but he should be because he has one of the greatest moves ever where he pushes his butt against you and he farts. Rikishi.
Nope. No.
Honorable mention at the very least. Honorable
Rock's cousin. Rikishi. I'm going to give you the the top 20 here.
Oh, wow. You're right.
Outside of the top 20, by the way, including Triple H, Diamond Dallas Page, Brock Lesnar, all out. Mick Foley.
Jake the Snake!
All outside of the top 20.
Jake the Snake!
I mean, talk to him.
Inside the top 20 were Kurt Angle, CM Punk, Jake the Snake, Daniel Bryan, Bill Goldberg, John Cena.
Man.
Here's your top 10. Andre the Giant.
Okay.
Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid, Mr. WrestleMania.
All right.
Yep. Dwayne the Rock Johnson at number 8. Ric Flair was number 7. This is the only one that I think Jensen is the only one who would have come up with. The Italian strongman, the living legend himself, Bruno Sammartini. Sammartini was number 6. Then Bret Hart, Hulk Hogan, The Undertaker, number 2.
Screech.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
My gosh!
And number 1
How did we forget Macho Man?
That's embarrassing.
Number 1 was Stone Cold Steve Austin. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, Beer Bug is
your winner. Hold on.
1 second, please.
Yes, Jensen.
This seems almost like offensive to keep me out of this game.
Well, I mean,
it is your area.
You're a ringer, though.
This is... at least to play the song.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Worth coming in for. Beer Mug is the winner. This has been Bean Makes His Guess.
Bean Makes His Guess, yeah.
You know, we do this sticker promotion every year, the new K-Rock Summer sticker. This year, it's a Billie Eilish sticker. And about every 20 minutes, Jensen speaks up and he goes, wait, so she plays for just you and your friends? And we go, yeah. Then like 20 minutes later, she'll... And then it's a meet and greet?
Yeah.
Right. That's right. Wait, and then the same person gets a new car?
Yeah.
It does seem like a lot.
It's too much.
It is too much.
It is too much. And it's easy to enter, too. Just go to any SoCal Hot Topic location, upload a selfie with your new K-Rock sticker on KRock.com, and you get a chance to win everything I've just described. In fact, Beer Mug, I understand today at the Hot Topic in Brea from 1 to 3, you're going to be there not only with the stickers, but handing out a bunch of tickets to other shows, too.
Hell yeah. Smashing Pumpkins with Noel Gallagher. We got tons of the new K-Rock sticker, K-Rock shirts. I'm going to be going to the food court and probably eating everything there.
Sure,
so
sure.
Join me.
So it's all happening. Get all the details on your sticker and win the Billie Eilish and the car at KRock.com.
The internet can be a very, very negative place.
Mm-hmm. True dat.
It might be a cesspool. But
it's gross.
Occasionally, it helps people in amazing ways.
Yeah.
I sometimes put down toilet paper between me and the screen to
doesn't
try
mean
to...
Anything.
Doesn't help.
No, it jumps.
Darn it.
Those tweets jump 2.7 meters. So, tell us this story, Allie, about the refugee.
Well, I saw this story yesterday. Somebody had tweeted it to us. I believe it was Tweeter Alex, who's lovely about this stuff. But a woman tweeted a picture of a man, and she said, "Hi, Internet. This is a long shot, but I was a refugee for 5 years in the 90s, and this man who worked at a refugee camp near Zwolle in the Netherlands, sure, out of the kindness of his own heart, bought me a bike. My 5-year-old heart exploded with joy. I just want to know his name. Help?" And she instantly started getting messages from people that wanted to help and other refugees that said, "That man bought me a bike. Him and his wife were so kind. It's lovely, blah, blah." Within 2 hours, hundreds of retweets later, she did a segment with the local news and...
Found out he's in prison.
They were reunited and had lunch. So this man that
and
she
he was arrested
just
there?
Won. Nope. Good man. Still
Chris
a
Hansen
good man.
Came out.
Still
was,
a good man.
He was using free bikes to meet 5-year-olds?
You're free to go.
Chris Hansen's like, you want some lemonade? And he's like, no, sir, I don't.
I'm just going to get my laundry real quick.
No, this is actually a positive story.
It's a positive, wonderful story. She reached out to the internet. Does anyone know him? All I want to do is thank him and tell him that he changed my life. Which is a beautiful thing.
And well, she got thousands and thousands of retweets.
Yeah.
Well, the internet is the greatest, first of all, the greatest invention of the 20th century, in my opinion. But maybe next to air conditioning. Those two are head and head. But I will say that it has created a worldwide crowdsourcing. Mm-hmm. If you need any information about anything, there's somebody out there who's going to know it. And or is going to be willing to try to help you. And that's why it's so amazing when you see stories where the internet is used for good and is not the cesspool that Kevin described.
So what we're going to do is we want to take your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067, and text at that same number of the internet did something positive for you. It helped you in some way, whether it's finding relatives or, you know, whatever
that means
it may
raising
be.
Money.
Raising money for you, yes. Somehow your life was changed in a positive way by the internet. And by people, of course, who are on the internet. Yeah.
I wish Chip were still here. We could maybe help her find her parents.
Wow.
Didn't they go out for a smoke and never come back? I don't remember the specifics.
Seriously,
of it,
it was milk.
So it was milk. It was milk. That's what it was.
The positive. We're trying to find positive.
I mean,
have
any of you had like a positive experience? I feel like I haven't. Does that make me weird?
I will tell you this, that every time we talk about our charity, people really, really, they donate and they retweet and they get the word out. Mm-hmm. And it is amazing to see.
Yeah.
It's a really amazing, positive thing. People who don't even have money will retweet it and maybe somebody else will see it. And that every single time we talk about the charity, people do that. And it's a lovely, lovely thing.
And I also think that about half of the stories that we do on Great News involve somehow the word getting out. Mm-hmm. You know, like somebody needs to, you know, like the story I did on Monday about the lady who was, you know, has a kid who's very, very sick with cancer and hasn't been able to keep up her yard. That story gets out there. The next thing you know, everybody's coming over to mow and trim trees and everything like that. That's the power of the internet.
Well, I meant selfishly, not. I mean, just for me.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But I will say my wife has so much goodwill on the internet. Like, I don't, but she does. And so, like, when our baby
That's how
was,
it should be.
Yeah, like, when our baby was sick, it's like she received and I received thousands of nice notes of and also of other parents who had children in NICU for a while.
That's an amazingly kind thing to do.
100% helped us. Yeah.
And I think Bean helped a lot of people when he opened up about some mental health struggles. And I think it came back to him 100-fold with people reaching out to him and the kindness that was spread through that.
Absolutely.
You think they'd all take it back now?
I mean, I would. Yeah.
If you knew he was coming back on the air. Yeah.
You're absolutely right about that. I mean, that you really felt the sense of community when that whole thing was going on. From the 626, the internet got me laid several times.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that works.
Thank you, MySpace, Facebook, Instagram, and I'm not kidding, eBay.
eBay? What did he bid on?
Did he call in?
Yes, please. Call in, 626, call in. I'm sure there are a million stories of lost and found that have been resolved because of the internet. I'm sure lots of people have gotten in touch that otherwise would have had no way to find each other again
Jensen,
as a result of the
tell
internet.
Tell us this story. I don't recall the story in particular about the teacher that went on.
So basically, I mean, it's been happening a lot. A lot of different ways, but there are certain specific examples. But you know that terrible thing where you hear that teachers have to like buy their own highlighters?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
They have to go to the store and get supplies out of their own pocket.
Yeah, because there's no budget for supplies.
And that's true almost across the board.
Exactly. And you've been hearing that for 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
Well, now there's a way that you could go online and search your zip code or search your area and find out what teachers need, and then you just pick it up. So you could just be like, oh, $100, sure, I'll buy all their textbooks or whatever it is that
you
they
need.
You
just donate online or do you have to go get them?
Well, no, you can donate online through these sort of different ways. And it all started with a second grade teacher who revealed her salary, which is always that terrible feeling when you find out how much teachers make. And she did it through a Facebook post. And then a stranger just basically found out where she worked and filled her entire classroom with supplies. So she
Amazon,
but
you can see Amazon packages just stacked up to the ceiling from people. Yeah, it's like adopting a classroom, just like you have adopt a backpack with your charity, Kevin.
It can be beautiful.
It's a great idea, though. Yeah, and a great idea. Especially because that's a lot of people do that Christmas thing where you go pay a layaway or whatever. Yeah. This is another way of doing it all year long.
All right, so here's what we're looking for. The internet used for good, right?
Yes.
You put something out there and great things came back to you.
Yeah, I once said, you guys, should I cut bangs? And I did a poll.
Right.
And America saved me.
I don't think.
No bangs.
And also, you've taken a poll of whether or not to keep posting that ventriloquist dummy. People said, please don't,
people
and you
said,
still do.
Stop it. And right. I'm like, I do the right thing.
Maybe we're off topic here.
Oh,
I think so.
Okay.
Good things came back. Good things.
I didn't get bangs.
1-800-520-1067. We're going to take your calls next on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
And on K-Rock. This is all stupidity. K-Rock.
Just out of Billy Eilish, let's take one phone call. Let's make it Robert in Los Angeles. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Great. We're talking about the internet surprised you with goodness.
Robert.
What's your story?
Okay. So, yeah, I'm the eBay guy. And basically what happened was I got a pair of tickets to Acoustic Christmas when Korn was one of the headliners. And I wasn't able to go because a family emergency came up. Sold the tickets on eBay. The girl that bought them, I wound up meeting her in Chino Hills, which was halfway. And we stayed in touch. We talked for like a good hour. We hit it off. And I actually won again from K-Rock tickets to a private Korn party at the Hollywood Cemetery. Mm-hmm. And because she paid a lot for the tickets, I felt bad. So I actually invited her. And then later that night, we wound up hooking up and hooked up a few times as well.
Wow. eBay, man.
Yeah. Wow.
Korn, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this story has everything.
This story does have everything.
It also had a cemetery.
I love all of it.
Muggs, you've been doing it all wrong. You should be looking on eBay. Apparently, that's where the hotness is.
Like
all right. I don't know why the first call has to be someone hooks up, but okay.
Yeah, why not?
All right. Thank you, Robert. I mean, that is the internet being used for good. Mm-hmm. Listen, Charlene, please hang on. We absolutely want to talk to you. Your story is exactly
crazy.
What we're looking for. Tom and Marlon as well. We'll get to both of you right after Billie Eilish here on the world famous K-Rock. Unusual topic here this morning. We're talking about the internet being used for good, surprising you with the way the community comes together sometimes. From the 310, a friend of mine found his biological family in South Korea via the internet. All he had was one old picture and the city he was born in. The picture was retweeted and retweeted until it finally reached someone who knew his family.
Wow.
Now that is exactly the type of thing that would have not been possible prior to the worldwide internet, right? Mm-hmm. All right. On a similar story at 1-800-520-1067, let's welcome our new friend, Charlene. She is in Los Angeles, line 3. Hey, Charlene, thank you for calling. Thank you for holding on. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
We're good. Thank you.
Great. What happened? What's the story?
In 1981, I graduated high school. I was quite pregnant. A few months later, I gave birth, and I put my daughter up for adoption. I didn't think I would be a very good mom to her. So a few years back in 2011, she found me on Facebook. It was an open adoption. Her adoptive parents, you know, knew my name and everything. So they gave her her information, and she located me pretty easily on Facebook. I think it took her about 4 months to actually reach out to me.
Wow. That's a nerve, yeah. What was it like, Charlene, when you opened up that email?
It was crazy, because I always kind of pictured if it happened, she would just knock on the door and there'd be this person, you know? But instead, it was through Facebook Messenger. And I was holding my phone. My phone vibrated. I was playing Words with Friends with my brother. I thought, oh, he just played. It's my turn. And here's this message. I think you're my mom.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And I went into shock for about an hour. I just sat there shaking and handed the phone to my now husband. You know, we just celebrated our 25th anniversary not too long ago.
Congrats.
So he knew. I handed him the phone, and so we both sat there freaking out. But eventually we got together with her. We met her, and she had two little boys at the time.
Oh, man.
And it's been fantastic. Everybody, her family's welcomed us. We've welcomed them. They join us in things. She moved to Texas in 2013, and then met a new husband, and we were actually part of her wedding.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
That's such a good story.
I can't find anything to make fun of in this story. No. This sounds like it all worked out perfectly.
I don't know if you heard the eBay guy, but this is nothing like that.
All right, Charlene. Well, so you would say thank God for the internet, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm an atheist, but yeah, other way.
Okay. All right.
I love it.
Fair enough. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it so much. All right. Let's try Marlon, please. Line 4. Marlon is in Lawndale. He joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Marlon, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, guys. How you all doing?
We are good. Thank you. We're talking about the internet did something positive for you.
It did. I was on vacation, and I was maybe like on the last day or so about to head back, and my car broke down. And in that time, my dog got away from my dog sitter, and she got in a car accident. A car hit her.
Oh.
And so I had no way of getting back to her because my car broke down, and I couldn't drive back, and it'd be a few days. And someone at the dog pound called a rescue, Angel Bark Rescue, and they, with a charity using the internet, helped pay for my dog's surgery. And so I had no way of honestly paying it myself, even if I had gotten back. But they took care of everything. They watched her. They actually like had her at her house while she was in recovery. And if it wasn't for them and the internet paying for all the surgeries that she needed, because she actually split her jaw and they needed to do massive dental work.
She was a terrible driver.
This is the dog.
Oh, she wasn't driving. Yeah, the dog wasn't driving. Okay. Yeah. Hey, shout out that charity again. What are they called?
It's Angel Bark Rescue.
Amazing.
And
great
they did
stuff.
An amazing job taking care of my German Shepherd, and that was 2 years ago. She's healthy. She's rambunctious. She's been my joy. And
what a so smile grateful. On that dog, right?
Because of the accident, she doesn't have any bottom front teeth, but she's alive and healthy.
You got to get rid of that.
Way to bring it
dog.
Up, Allie.
Sorry.
Get rid of that loser dog.
She has a great smile because of it. She's more adorable.
All right,
Marlon, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Brianna, please. Riverside, line 5.
How can I ruin this?
I know.
Okay.
Let's try, though.
What can't Allie ruin? Our new game.
Hey, Brianna.
Hi, good morning.
People did something nice for you on the internet.
It wasn't for me, but I'm on a Facebook moms group, and one of the moms was at risk of getting evicted, and we as a group came together, and we sent money to this mom enough to cover her rent for the month.
Oh, that's sweet.
So she did not get evicted.
Until the next month.
Oh, Bean. They're going to do it again.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
She has kids.
Yeah, let's hope not.
That's awesome.
That is beautiful.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Brianna. We appreciate it. All right, let's try Tom Cypress, line 1, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Tom.
How's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. We were saying the internet did something good for you. People on the internet did something good for you.
Yeah, so basically there's a large football coaches community on Twitter, and me and a buddy got the idea to kind of get a bunch of O-line coaches and O-linemen together and do like an offensive line day of giving back. So what started as just a word-of-mouth thing ended up with about 70 different schools and colleges throughout the country representing about 48 states.
Wow.
Including University of Texas, University of Hawaii. And I think we had one school in Canada help out as well. And we all on the same day kind of all went out together and made just sack lunches for the homeless or gave back in cleaning up parks or just any way, shape, or form.
This is like a giant great news, this whole segment,
this is.
Right?
I love it.
That's great. Thank you, Coach. We appreciate the call.
I hope the players remember they did it.
Let's do one more if we have time. Let's go to Garrett in Covina. Final call on this topic, please.
Good morning, Garrett.
Hi, guys. Hi. I really, really appreciate this segment.
Good.
My sister found me last year, and we didn't know each other existed.
Oh.
I'm 51. And apparently our biological father didn't mind creating life and then leaving. You know what I mean? So we had no reason to know the other existed. So it was pretty impressive that through the internet and people who help with genealogy sites and whatnot were able to link us up.
And Garrett, is that how you stumbled on it, just by one of the genealogy sites? Like, if you don't know a brother or sister exists, how do you stumble? How do you figure it out?
Yeah, she did. She was searching for our biological father.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, I guess some of the experts that helped her out found me. And so far, it's just us two. We don't know if there's additional. But,
how about that?
So, yeah, it's one of those questions where you're just wondering what's going on. But, yeah, out of the blue, it's similar to the earlier caller where out of the blue I got a text, hey, I think I'm your sister. You know?
What's the age difference?
She's 2 years younger than I am.
And you guys are still in touch and close?
Yeah, in fact, we're quite close now. I have a nephew I didn't know about. She has a whole bunch of family that I knew my whole life.
No, that's not what he meant.
No, they're brothers
and sisters. This is internet for good. Yeah. For good.
Brother and sister.
Kevin.
Sorry, Garrett.
You think you'd treat someone who goes to friends and helpers and volunteers.
Look at this. You just.
How dare you?
Come on. Just because you help our charity doesn't mean I can't make fun of you. And your sister. I mean, I'm not the one doing it with my sister.
Oh, he said he's out. It's for the good.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes to late.
We are loading up Kevin's party bus and taking you and three friends to join us in Las Vegas for a singles party. We got some more entries at KROQ.com. It's as simple as that. Just putting up a little video about what you're looking to get out of the party and why you want to be there, why you need to be there. So we'll hear some of those and tell you more coming up the next 20 minutes or so right here on KROQ. First, Allie, what's happening on this Wednesday?
We've all watched a little bit of the
Huh? Pick two.
This radio person is the whole problem.
I agree. We've all watched a little bit of presidential debates, whether it's, you know, the lead up to it or the big one when it's down to the final two, right?
Yep.
They're painful. They're not great. And depends on who's airing it. Sometimes skew one way, sometimes skew another way. You need someone that's bipartisan.
It's also hard to rein in some people.
Absolutely.
They just talk all over them, and it's just a mess.
Sure.
I don't know why they haven't adopted my idea, which
your idea is the greatest idea ever.
Thank you. You go over your allotted time, fine, once. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to.
Okay.
But you do it again, trap door opens up below you, boop. You're gone. Yeah. You're out of the debate. You are finished.
That's
goodbye.
That's the best idea ever.
Thank you so much.
Step two was cut your mic off.
No.
We don't need time for that.
Skip that. Okay.
Yeah,
she's going right
over,
to step three.
Yeah.
Straight to alligator dungeon.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, there's alligators in there.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. They're not down there like having slushies.
I like it.
They're being eaten.
By the way, I don't know how anyone can stand these debates with 10 candidates on stage given 30-second answers.
It's absurd.
And no one benefits from those.
Yeah, if you like The View, you'll like these debates.
God, I almost think they talk less over each other on The View than they do
in the
debates. That's what I'm saying. That's how bad it is, you guys. Well, there is a change.org little petition going right now called Get Joe Rogan to Moderate the 2020 Presidential Debate.
Yay!
Here are the reasons we believe it would be a great decision. Joe Rogan is widely respected. He has hosted different interviews with politicians, economists, scientists, other popular figures. He talks to everybody, they're saying. Andrew Yang, Tulsi Gabbard. Then you've got people on the right like Benjamin Shapiro, Candace Owens. All of these people have appeared on his show.
That's what I'm talking about!
They're saying that he has views from people all over the political spectrum, so he would be the one that would be the best to do it.
He would be so good at that, I think.
That's he would be great. And let me tell you something else about Joe Rogan, a very curious man who is really interested in exploring all sides of an issue.
And we'll know which candidates have done DMT before.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, that'll come up for sure during the debate.
And don't think he won't get into aliens with every one of them.
Yeah, and they'll get in one of those chambers together.
They'll do cryogenics.
Yeah.
It's the cold thing. Mm-hmm. He'll also be like, you want this jerky? I killed this elk. It'll be the best, you guys. By the way, they have now extended the petition because it was, we want 75,000 signatures. Now they want to get 150,000.
I like it.
They're up to 119,000 signatures.
Racketeering, pimping, money laundering, loan sharking, pimp.
That seems like a mean thing to say, but
it's not here at all.
Yeah. I will sign it, and I hate that they pull from such a tiny pool of quote-unquote journalists for these debates rather than people who are actually good at
moderating.
At debating.
Yeah.
And moderating, yeah. Joe Rogan would be better than almost anyone that CNN employs.
That would be great.
Well, yeah, they aired the debates on that channel. They use their news people.
Yeah, exactly.
They
yeah.
do on Fox News Channel. They use those news people. This just in, hate to break it to America, knowing you're watching on the news is really a journalist anymore. They're just a talking head up there.
Well, the last debate, 80% of it was just them saying your time's up.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even real.
I think that you're painting with a broad brush. I think Anderson Cooper's a journalist. I think Jake Tapper's a journalist. I think there are some journalists. I do. I think Shepard Smith is a journalist. I do. But Joe Rogan would do a better job than all of them.
Okay.
Or Kevin.
Kevin would be great.
Kevin, for sure. Kevin, what would you ask?
Yeah, what would be your first question?
Let's say it's Donald Trump versus...
Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren up there.
Yeah.
First question for both of them.
I don't have any. See, that would be a very short...
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Very
Not short. Even one?
No. Is no one going to play a clip? I thought this was a setup for a clip.
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
I just assumed. What is kale? Is that fish?
You That's can a good ask one. That. There you Excellent.
Go. That's your question.
Excellent.
I think if it's Elizabeth Warren versus Donald Trump, the entire thing is settled in the ring. I really do. I think we make it a
boxing cage, match?
A steel cage death match. I absolutely do.
Well, you know who would be perfect for that? Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got all the answers. Just nobody's asking us, you guys.
I feel like we solved it.
Yep, we did.
Okay, excellent.
Which Gracie brother is the best? That's another good Joe Rogan debate question.
I mean, it's Hunter.
Well,
right?
I mean, I think it's Hoyce. Sure, Hoyce, yeah.
Oh, I thought...
Outstanding!
Oh, I was going second generation.
Oh, fair.
That's
These
interesting.
Are all perfect. These are all perfect for Rogan.
That's really interesting. Wow. Birthdays for you. Allie Berry, Magic Johnson, Steve Martin, Marsha Gay Harden, Mila Kunis, Tim Tebow, and I apologize. This is a late breaking birthday. Dave forgot. And I'll tell you why he forgot. Because he's the best looking guy on the Kevin and Bean Show. One
Thank you.
That
Thank
people
you very much.
Love so much.
I appreciate it.
They
You're
want
very kind.
Nothing more than to spend time with this man.
You don't need to talk me he's about
Daddy,
it
why does Omar have a towel on his head?
He's a great man. Sure, he's on a no-fly list. But it is DJ Omar Khan. Happy
DJ
birthday.
Omar Khan.
Big birthday.
So.
DJ Omar Khan.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Omar Khan, the father of the second bomber.
DJ Omar Khan.
And that's what's happening.
Look, I'm just saying, if you don't want a cat, you're going about it all the wrong
way. Yeah, don't ask for a cat to walk in.
Way.
I have a cat's tail in my face right now.
Bean,
not even kidding.
Bean came on the air today and goes, I don't want a cat.
Well,
tell
right.
us what. Tell us how it started.
All right, hold on. Let's back up. Okay, so yesterday morning, we're getting ready to go on the air, and I think folks mostly know that I work out of my house, either in Seattle or New Orleans. I happen to be in Seattle right now, and right as the show started, right at 5:30 in the morning, out of nowhere, this little ball of fur leaps from somewhere that I hadn't seen before, right in front of me, between me and the microphone, there's this cat that just walked in off the street. Mm-hmm. Okay? I've never seen this cat before in my life. All of a sudden, I've got a cat. And I've had animals come in this studio before. I've had bats fly through. I have had squirrels come in. Mm-hmm. I've had raccoons come in. Mm-hmm. And usually they see you and they're startled and then they leave. And that's it. They're in for a minute. You know what I mean? This cat hung out all morning long. All of a sudden, I had this cat. I have no idea where this cat came from. Mm-hmm. This cat appears to be healthy and very acclimated to people. I do not think it is a feral cat.
Mm-hmm. You did what everybody else would have done, which is you just gently put it outside and close your
doors.
Right.
Yeah.
And move on with your life.
Well, that's what someone who doesn't want a cat does.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the door is open. The cat could leave whenever she wanted to, but she chose to hang out all day with me.
Because you were petting her. It.
Yeah, which you can see video of Bean petting the cat right now on Instagram at Kevin and Bean.
Okay, yeah, that happened later in the day yesterday. So I thought, well, this cat, must live in the neighborhood and it's just out wandering around, which is what cats do.
Sure.
And at some point is going to go home. This cat hung out all day long yesterday.
So you have no control whatsoever. It's all the cat.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If the cat determines it wants to leave, it leaves. If not, you have a cat.
Kevin, you've never had a cat, but that's how cats work, is they make the decisions. Cats do what cats do.
A dick.
Jensen, you have a cat. How often do you get to decide what the cat does?
Well, I mean, I had to make a decision to own the cat. That seems like the biggest decision in which to make. And that's probably the last one we've made together, yeah.
Right, exactly. He's been calling the shots ever since.
Yes.
So, and how did that cat decide? What it wanted to eat for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the cat was hanging around all day long, mm-hmm. hadn't had anything, and I think Donna thought, oh, let's put some food and some water out, which, by the way, I think is what
we'll make the cat leave.
Well, no, it's
it's
what any reasonable person would do just to make sure that the cat isn't hungry or thirsty.
Why not? We give it a 6-course meal. Sure, absolutely. I understand. Shrimp cocktail probably to start.
I just want to circle around. You don't want a cat.
No, not in the market for a cat at all.
Okay.
I
wouldn't either because I have a cat now. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want a second cat.
Right. No, to make sure that you don't have a cat, you fed it.
Mm-hmm. And pet it all day.
And petted it.
And also, I mean, it's not like he named it, right?
Oh, Cat Corbett?
Oh, you named it?
Cat Corbett?
Yeah. I mean.
The cat's name is Cat Corbett. look, here's what I'm saying, guys, is I'm enjoying the fact that the cat has stopped by. It is not my desire to own a cat right now. Not that I don't love cats, but I'm moving.
And you grilled fish for the cat.
Yeah, grill fish for friends.
Let's talk about the food.
We did grill up I think it was a nice piece of salmon.
Yeah.
That's better than
the dinner I had.
And then I rice some cauliflower. It's been a real good treat.
Stop saying you don't want a cat because you're doing everything that someone has a cat does.
I don't have a cat.
You want that cat to love you so much.
Right, you're desperate.
Look, this cat already loves me, and I don't know why.
Neither do we.
Because you're petting it and feeding it and giving it a place to live.
Look, you understand that, right? You understand that that's how animals work.
No, I'm just being nice.
I know you're being nice, but a cat thinks, hey, he's feeding me. Hey, this is pretty good.
Yeah, imagine the cat lottery he just hit. Some cats walk into an apartment with nothing. They walked into this beautiful island view with grilled fish and pets all day. This is a dream. Yeah.
Why would that cat ever leave?
Yeah.
Because this cat has a home.
The cat is your home.
The cat doesn't like its home, so it's now your cat and your home. You pet it, you fed it, you named it. In a day.
This is basically the Different Strokes cat. Like, he was in probably a crap home, and then you're the Mr. Drummond or whatever his name was. You're the one taking him in and giving him a beautiful life.
I've never thought I'd be Mr. Drummond. That's crazy. I'm going to take the cat to the vet today to get the chip read.
To write the paperwork because you own him.
No, to get a chip read. Hopefully, I will find this cat has just run away.
Have you gone, say, to your neighbor, your next door neighbor?
No, I haven't done
that. Just the one on the left or the right? Just one house.
And I'll tell you why. Okay. Because I've never seen this cat before. If my neighbor, like, I know their dogs. If my neighbor owned a cat, I would have seen this cat in the last 6 years.
Unless it was an indoor cat and just got out.
I have not.
Doesn't have a collar on. Seriously, for this cat.
Yes, no collar. They're putting up little posters everywhere. Right.
How would you see this cat? A poster? He never leaves his house.
That's true. They would need to put a poster in his house.
They should have put the poster on the cat. Is what they should have done.
Missing cat. Loves grilled salmon. Loves radio.
My goal is
you have a cat.
My goal is to not keep
just
the
say
cat.
I have a cat. Say it.
I don't.
It's true. Say it.
I don't have
you,
a cat.
You.
I don't have
Did
a cat.
Did you name a cat? Did you feed a cat?
Grill a fish for a cat.
Did you pet a cat? Did all that happen?
I did all of those
things. You have a cat.
I don't have a cat. This cat is not my cat. I hope to find this cat's owner and return this cat to its rightful place.
Out of curiosity, have you closed the door?
No. By the way, Adam Carolla joins us in the 9 o'clock hour this morning. His friend Dr. Drew on tomorrow's show, along with DC, UFC champion Daniel Cormier on the show, Seth Rogen later in the week, Jillian Bell in the next few days. A lot of good stuff coming up here on K-Rock. And Kevin's party bus to Las Vegas. Our latest singles party has also been announced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are taking a party bus to Vegas for you and three friends.
Sweet.
What are you with Vegas?
It's Kevin's Party Bus, the Vegas Singles Party.
We loaded enough booze on the beer for the entire city of Las Vegas.
Vegas, baby!
By the way, I said that not drunk.
Sober.
This is Friday through Sunday, August 23rd through the 25th. We got a two-night hotel stay at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Round-trip transportation to and from Las Vegas on the Kevin Bean Party Bus. You can go to KROQ.com. All you have to do is upload a video of yourself telling us. Now, the basic questions, Kevin, if I understand correctly, is why you want to go to the party.
Yes.
And what it is you're looking to get out of the trip.
Yes. We've had all different answers, too, from I just want to get laid, too. I'm looking for a life partner.
And they're all fine.
Sure.
And it's also fine just to go, hey, I just want to meet people. I just want to mingle with people. I just want to go with my friends and have a good time. I mean, I don't think there are many wrong answers on this one, right?
Oh, by the way, I'm married is a wrong answer.
That is an incorrect answer.
That wouldn't work.
We did hear that. We are no marrieds, please. Barely. So you go to KROQ.com, you upload your video. By the way, this is private. It's not out there for the world to see. It's just for us for screening processes.
Although we will play some of the audio, but we won't identify you.
A minute or less, and I think we have some more examples from recent entries, right?
Well, yesterday morning we played this.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. I need your trip. I am recently divorced.
Okay, so a guy heard that and then he sent this in.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, this is David. I just want to go to the heard on the radio. It's a party. Yeah, why not pick me? All right.
Why not pick me? All right. Yeah, it's not. That could be that.
I mean, it's what you make of it.
Sure.
I mean, it could be a marriage party too. You could meet someone you love. Who knows?
That could happen too.
By the way, you may not know this, Jensen. We have had multiple people get married out of Kevin Bean's singles party.
Yeah, it's more successful than The Bachelor.
Yeah, not a lie. So it happens. I mean, we've had far more people just F. But I mean, we have had some long term successes out of it.
Mm-hmm. I think this girl recorded this in a nightclub.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. I'm so excited about this opportunity to go to Vegas and party it up. I just graduated college with high honors. I just started a new job. And what better time after starting a new job 2 weeks ago to ask for time off to go party in Vegas?
Yeah, she's right. She's right.
She got a job 2 weeks ago and is going to ask for it off.
You know what I say to that? Put her on.
You're down with that.
Mm-hmm. She sounds great.
What you want to do is sell yourself, because we're not looking for people who other people don't want to meet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We want girls to be there the guys are happy to meet. We want guys to be there the girls are happy
grade
to meet.
A prospect.
So maybe not this guy.
Kevin, Dave, Omar, Beer Mug, take me to Vegas, please. I want to be on the singles bus. I'm recently single. Haven't been to Vegas since I was like 13. I'm sure I'll have a way better time. Hit me up.
Hit me up.
All right.
I mean, let's not judge a book by its cover. He could have been on heavy narcotics.
Agreed.
Just come out of a coma.
Just found out his parents died.
He just witnessed his dog being stolen by his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. His cat got stolen by some dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're making a lot of excuses for his excitement level in the video.
Look, I don't think we should have Jeffrey Dahmer at the singles party, is what I'm saying.
I do know that people have recorded them, like, at work.
Mm-hmm.
They have to whisper.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's not one of them.
He hasn't been to Las Vegas since he was 13. Will he be disappointed the party's not at Circus Circus?
That's a good question. That's a good question. And finally,
hey, Kevin and Bean, I've been out of the dating scene for about a year now. So what better way to get back into it than getting Smash Hammer drunk in Vegas? Plus, I'm Hulk Hogan, by the way.
I mean, he's in, right?
He brought totally it.
He knows it. Show a little humor. That's why people would want to meet you. Sure.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're thinking about applying for this, think about how awesome it is that it's a free trip for you, but also three friends.
Yeah.
I mean, that is that's an unusual offer that we're making.
And you guys could go to the Pinball Museum. It's just a couple blocks away from the hotel.
That's on the list, but it's way down at the bottom of the list. Yeah. So I'm not sure we're going to have time to do that.
Okay,
you don't have to do that.
Right.
So it's weekend after this, but the deadline is this Friday night at midnight. It's as simple as going to KROQ.com and uploading your video of a minute or less telling us why you want to be with us in Las Vegas, what you're hoping to get out of the trip, and good luck.
Does Adam Carolla do too much work so that we don't want to be friends with him anymore?
I wouldn't say that.
Because he makes us look bad?
I do admire how he is taking over the world. He's a comedian. He's a podcast host. He's a writer. He's a director. He's a producer. And now he has his own television channel on Pluto TV. He's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Busy man. We'll talk to him coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Allie will take us there with what's happening here on a Wednesday.
Do you think there's something to his jump in the pool first thing in the morning to wake him up?
I don't know.
Let's ask him about
it. He does that instead of showering. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's odd.
Maybe that just sets the tone for his whole day. He's like so much more pumped than any of us. We're just all willy-nilly in the shower, just like boring.
Using soap.
Getting all clean and stuff.
Shampoo.
Ew.
I'm a little bit grossed out by people who use a pool as a shower.
Yeah.
It's odd.
But
it's
is the thought that the chlorine kills whatever germs there are?
I don't think they go that far. I think it just...
I don't think so either, because don't you have to take a shower after you swim because it gets chlorine off you and out of your hair?
I bet Corolla doesn't.
No, I know he doesn't. But
I mean, would you jump in Corolla's pool after he showered in it?
No.
Okay, so you're saying you don't think the chlorine would take care of his ick?
I don't think it takes care of anyone's ick.
I thought you were talking about on him. You're talking about the pool.
I'm talking about the water.
Accepts
yeah.
all of his ick.
It's basically the pool is his bath water. It never gets changed.
Yeah,
it's
but his ick repository.
But what I'm wondering is if the chemicals in the pool then kind of cleanse it for the next bather.
I don't think you can get rid of Adam's ick stank.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
Adam Carolla just canceled. Yeah, I just came across the line.
we'll talk about that and maybe get to his TV stuff too.
So Jay-Z is partnering with the NFL to help manage the league's entertainment options as well as their social justice endeavors. The deal will also see Jay-Z's Roc Nation serving as co-producer of the Super Bowl halftime show. However,
no Maroon 5.
He wanted to make it very clear, along with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, this doesn't mean Jay-Z is going to be playing the Super Bowl. So everyone calm your tees.
Well, he famously declined.
Yeah, that's how we got Maroon 5.
That's right.
I got to tell you, how long until he quits because he doesn't have enough access to make decisions at the NFL?
Yeah.
Because they're notorious for that.
Yeah. He's supposedly not only going to have a hand in who performs at the halftime show, but Roc Nation is going to also choose entertainers who will perform throughout the NFL season.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
I think that means no more Maroon 5, though.
I think maybe after the ratings last year, that would mean no more Maroon 5.
Yeah.
It didn't do great.
I was surprised that Jay-Z... I mean, Jay-Z or Drake would be very good halftime performers.
Yeah,
now that Jay-Z's controlling it, Jay-Z and Drake don't have a great relationship, mm-hmm. so I guess that wouldn't be your pick. Beyonce's done it. I'm trying to think who Jay-Z would have in his back pocket.
Huh. I don't know.
I mean...
All right, we're back to...
Let's give some love to Maroon 5.
Eminem?
I would love to say Kendrick Lamar would do it.
Kendrick Lamar would
be a great, and Jay-Z would certainly endorse
yes.
that. But that's exactly what Kevin's talking about, where I think the rub comes with the NFL would go, not really on brand for
us. I don't
want
none of that Kendrick in my halftime.
I mean, just not not mainstream enough for the NFL.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that's going to be the problem.
They're not the Rolling Stones, right. you know?
But the NFL needs to understand that they're choosing people that entertain nobody
right.
so that they can offend nobody.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
It doesn't work.
I mean, I don't want to say it again.
Weird Al, we know.
It would be the best.
Yes, I agree.
It would be the greatest
I agree.
Show. And how could you not want to see that?
I agree. Mm.
I agree.
No yes. one is listening to us, though.
I know. By the way, I'm going to see Weird Al on Saturday.
All right, let us,
oh, you are?
Let us know if you really go.
Good times.
Are you going to get to say hello and get a picture taken? And...
I mean, he has offered, and I might stick around for that.
He is a dick.
No, he's not. Mm-hmm. He's the greatest human ever, and I want to see his new tour with the orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Bean, how lovely is it that not only did he reach out to you, like literally was like, hey, Bean, I'm coming up there. Would you please come to my show? Like, you're at that point now with Weird Al.
Look, I never take anything for granted with Al. He's so busy and is that kind to every person he knows. I don't know how you've never
and
met.
And he doesn't have to be.
He doesn't.
Agreed.
You've never met anyone mm-mm. in show business. Jensen, you know everybody. Have you ever heard anyone say anything?
No. He's a saint. No.
Yeah.
He's just a saint. Yeah. Not just negative. You haven't even heard a neutral opinion of Weird Al.
Yeah.
Everybody who ever has had any experience with him says you can't believe how nice he is.
Does Jay-Z know Weird Al? Because that would be cool if he did this.
Be the best.
Have
a good
show.
Maybe
if
even team up.
If I talk to him Saturday, I'll ask him.
Oh, yeah. Jay-Z just followed Weird Al on Twitter.
There you go.
Oh, this is crazy what's happening in real time. All right, you guys. Coca-Cola has announced two new upcoming flavors in honor of the holiday season. Neither of them are pumpkin spice, you guys. You want to know why?
That is shocking.
Yeah,
to
I thought that was a given.
Because they're skipping right past Halloween, and they're getting a head start on the Christmas season.
Oh.
I appreciate it.
Well, what would be a Christmas-flavored Coke?
Two new holiday-themed takes on their iconic sodas.
Fruitcake?
Here's the first one. Oh, wouldn't that be something? Coca-Cola Cinnamon.
Okay.
And I will allow that.
Okay.
I'll try it.
I feel like Coca-Cola just in its nature lends itself to cinnamon.
Okay.
It just seems like a good pairing.
I would try that.
Yeah. Can I guess the other one?
Yes.
A sunset over fat balls.
No, couldn't fit on the can. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. It is
couldn't
Sprite.
Fit in the can.
Couldn't fit in the can. Because the Sprite winter spiced cranberry. Okay. Because when you have a Sprite and then you mix it with like a vodka cran, put a little Sprite in for a little carbonation, delightful. So now they're just doing it for you. Well, it's Sprite.
I'm on the fence.
It's the Coca-Cola.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm not sold yet.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, Allie, because I don't have a lot of experience with the alcoholic drinks. Isn't ginger ale much more commonly used for mixed drinks than Sprite is?
Oh, no. Sprite and vodka is wonderful.
That's the thing. Okay.
Yeah. A huge thing, yeah.
Yeah. All ginger right. ale. Ginger ale is good with a bunch Drink of it. Stuff, but Sprite is essentially like a vodka soda. It just adds itself a little kick.
Both of those sound like hits to me, then.
I agree. And you were saying something about an orange flavor, right?
Yeah, I had a chat with the supermarket manager yesterday.
Oh, very cool. I didn't know you had so much fun
Super
yesterday.
Chill.
Bean, I'm not joking. We need to talk to him tomorrow.
No,
can we get him on the phone?
We need to talk to your supermarket manager.
I don't want to screw things up. But look, here's the thing. I am not afraid to ask for what I want.
Uh-huh.
And the last couple of times...
Could somebody bring me some root beer?
The last couple of times I have been
Where's
in...
Where's all the chocolate milk?
They have not had Cherry Coke Zero, which is my favorite, okay? They've not had that. The first time they had Feisty Cherry, which is one of the new flavors. A Diet Feisty Cherry, which is horrible, by the way. Horrible. This time... They have Coca-Cola Orange Vanilla is the new thing, which, by the way, I'm not mad at.
Yeah, it's like a creamsicle.
I would try that.
Yeah. I do not deny its right to exist, but I'm saying find some other place for it on the shelf without eliminating my Cherry Coke Zero. So I had the manager come over, and I say, unacceptable, my man.
We have to talk to my man.
Have to. And my man.
I'm not kidding.
I said, listen, my dude. I said, what's going on with the Cherry Coke Zero? And he said, I will make a note to order it for next week's delivery.
I will not stand for this.
My dude.
Can you imagine?
So,
here he comes. Here he comes, everybody.
So Coke is just going all out with all these new flavors. They had a ginger lime for a while. They had a strawberry guava. I mean, they're doing all sorts of crazy Coca-Cola flavors.
Listen how excited Bean is.
I love Coke. I do love Coca-Cola.
I know you would never consider this because you're a Coca-Cola guy and you're very upset about the Cherry Coke. Would you ever try the Diet 7-Up Cherry Soda? Because I'm going to tell you, it is fantastic.
Diet 7-Up Cherry Soda.
It's real good, you guys.
I'd give that a try.
It almost, like, you're shocked.
Wait, let me test your judgment.
Uh-huh.
What's the best diet soda?
Oh, Dr. Pepper, obviously.
Boom. Same.
Obviously.
Yes, okay,
And
good.
I'll tell you, it's similar to that because you almost taste... You're shocked it's diet because there's almost like a grenadine feel in it. You're like, this can't be diet.
I don't know what that word means,
like
but I'm in.
When you get the Shirley Temples,
yeah,
that like cherry taste, that's what it tastes like.
Now you're talking my talk.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm a Shirley Temple guy.
I didn't know I was going to be able to play in the drinking game here. Shirley Temple. Sometimes I'll have two in a night.
Oh!
Whoa, you are nuts.
Yeah. Throwing responsibility out, huh?
I really am.
Into the wind.
Well, this is all very interesting, and both of those holiday Coca-Colas sound like they're worth trying.
100%.
I can't wait to talk to your manager about this.
My man.
That's going to be so great. I can't wait till we talk to your dude.
All right, guys, some birthdays. Halle Berry, Magic Johnson, Steve Martin, Marcia Gay Harden, Mila Kunis, Tim Tebow, and our very own Hot Omar. Homar!
Yeah!
Happy birthday to you. He's a wonderful husband, a great father, a great DJ, a great co-worker. He is a lovely human being.
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Halloween spooks outside my window. Yeah.
Does those mixes.
That is Shade on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's a band out of Washington, D.C. They put their song up on SoundCloud and got discovered. That's how it works.
Wow. Pair of twins in that band that went to my alma mater, by the way, University of Maryland.
That is a great story.
So there's four?
No. Wait, can't a pair of twins just be two?
No.
Is that what a pair is?
No.
A pair is two, and then you say twins, that's two.
No, a pair of shoes is two shoes. A pair of twins is two twins.
But a pair of twin shoes is four. But twins, by definition, is two.
Twins are
saying,
two.
But not to play Beans.
You are.
A pair of twin. That would work.
No.
All right. Let's go to Corolla and let him settle this, because I think he'll be on my side because he's a reasonable person. Mm-hmm. A pair of twins is how many, Adam Corolla?
I think it's four, but everyone will assume you mean two.
Like dumb people will assume two.
Stupid people will say it and assume it.
Right. So it's four.
Yeah. Oh, so where's your support now, Bean?
I was not happy with that answer. Okay.
Well, you know when you're talking to dumb people and they go, I used to think Trump was a bad guy and did a complete 360 on him.
I know what you mean. Adam Corolla is our longtime friend, comedian, podcast host, writer, director, producer. He does it all. He has long been involved with motorsports documentaries. You got a whole bunch of them. And now you have created an entire channel of motorsports on something called Pluto TV. And I think we better start there, Ace Man, because I've driven down Wilshire Boulevard and seen the Pluto TV building, but I'm still not 100% sure what it is or where I can see it.
It's basically just free TV on any smart device or computer or phone or anything you own. And the channels just stream 24/7, and we have our own channel over there. And I've been putting up all my motorsports stuff. Like, we're going to Laguna Seca in about 20 minutes to a vintage race, and we'll cover it, and then we'll put it up on Pluto TV.
Oh. So to find Pluto TV, you just type in Pluto.tv?
I don't know. I've never done it. Okay. But somebody should try it.
Somebody should try it. Okay.
Well, I know that on my smart TV, it is an option watch it.
So they have an app.
They have an app through my smart TV. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And then we have a channel. I think ours is 585, if I recall.
That's right.
So I can't recall.
And by the way, they have tons of TV shows on there. They have tons of like big time Hollywood movies on there, documentaries. I mean, they got all sorts of different. We always complain that there's too much TV.
Which there is,
but this is just a whole nother level of too much TV.
And it's free.
It's free, yeah. It's not a subscription thing. It's all ad-supported, but it is free at Pluto TV. Now, this says that there are hundreds of hours of premium automotive content. Are you curating the stuff that you didn't make yourself, Ace?
Yeah, we have stuff like we have documentaries on like the Indian motorcycle narrated by Jay Leno and all kinds of other motorsports docs that are on there from other entities. And then we have our own motorsports doc. And then we have me going racing and these vintage races. So it's all there.
All right, this is a really potentially dumb question, but with the exception of the NASCAR channel that I see on DirecTV, is there any other channel that is comparable to what your chassis channel on any of the other services?
No, all these other Fakakta channels just have a bunch of guys with tattoos on top of their hands throwing wrenches at each other who look like ZZ Top's nephew with Down syndrome going, we don't have enough time. And it's all these stupid garage builds. I go around the country and around the world and do the greatest vintage events with the coolest cars ever. And that's why there's nothing else like what we do.
I mean, that's a great answer.
I wasn't expecting a great answer. I also would watch the other channel.
I would too, yeah.
That does sound like a fun show. To tell you the truth. All right, let us ask you one more thing, Adam. And again, it's Pluto TV channel 585, Pluto.tv. It's the chassis channel. We have had a discussion earlier today about your policy of using your swimming pool as a bathtub. So you get up in the morning and you do not take a shower. You instead take a dip in the pool. Is that accurate?
That is 100% accurate.
So you're not using soap to clean at all. You're just letting the chemicals in your pool take care of your overnight funk?
As it turns out, I don't work up too big a funk overnight because I'm laying there like a corpse for 7.5 hours.
I see.
Number one. It's not like I went on a 13-mile cycling expedition.
Okay, but do you shower at night? Do you shower at night? This is the only time you shower, in the morning, in the pool.
Listen to me, everybody. Yeah. Listen to me, America. All the studies that are coming in on Purell and too much antibacterial soap and too much scrubbing and too much everything, it's all bad for you. It's all bad for your kids. You're stripping away all the stuff your body uses to ward off infection. It's going to be a nightmare. You're hearing more and more about it. Everyone's allergic to peanuts. Everyone's allergic to shellfish. Every kid needs a corrective helmet to shape their skull. It's all insane. You don't need any of it. Rinse yourself off every day. Go to work. Let the office smell your ball. All right.
You didn't, however, answer Bean's question, which is, do the chemicals in the pool take care of everything?
I don't know. I know is I'm submerged for 25 seconds, and that's as much water as I'll ever have on me.
Wow. And by the way, Adam is one of the healthiest people I know. You don't hear about Adam calling in sick to his 500 jobs, so it seems to be working.
The last time he was in here, he took off his hat, and I was like, holy crap, look at that head of hair.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're doing something right.
Where do I drop my shorts, Lisa?
Wow. I see what you did, Adam.
All right.
What a dick.
Adam Carolla.
No, that's what I'd say.
On Twitter, adamcarolla.com and pluto.tv. Ace, always great to catch up with you. I guess keep doing what you're doing. We'll do it again soon, sir.
Read the studies.
Okay.
That's an awesome. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:38.
All right, Allie, you're up. Final, what's happening for the day? What's going on?
Remember when we found out that Mike Tyson was breaking ground on a huge ranch in California where he was going to grow weed?
Yes.
He was going to have a big hotel there and music festivals, a golf course, all of that. Well, still working on that. But an article came out because he just did one of his podcasts that he does called Hot Boxing. And he said, it's called what? Hot boxing.
Boxing.
Hot boxing.
I get it.
Yeah.
See, because he's a boxer.
Uh-huh. When you have the windows rolled up and you're smoking weed, it's your hot boxing.
Right, sure.
And on the podcast, they just smoke weed the whole time and talk.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he revealed on this podcast that he smokes about $40,000 worth of pot a month at the ranch.
Smoke weed every day.
I'm sorry, you said a month.
I did.
You said $40,000.
And then it also says, they smoke about 10 tons of weed a month at this ranch. There's no telling how many people are involved at this ranch.
It's like him and a friend.
But that sounds like an incredible amount of weed that's being smoked a month.
Thank you, Jerry Seinfeld.
What's the deal with this weed?
And airplane food.
Why are they smoking so much weed? It does sound like a lot, but I don't think we can judge unless we know how many people are involved. I mean, if there are 30 people working there, I don't know.
That still seems too much.
$40,000.
10 tons of weed a month, Bean.
My cat just bit me on the foot. That really hurt.
You don't know the medical history of that cat?
Small note, he did say my cat.
Which just wandered into his house yesterday, and he says it's not his cat.
Like a real bite?
It's bleeding.
You don't know the medical history of this cat, dude. You got to go to the doctor.
You have rabies, Lydia.
You got Lydia rabies.
All right, you guys keep talking. I'll take a picture.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
We're going to post it on our socials at Kevin and Bean.
What more could he do for that goddamn cat?
See?
He invites it into his home. Donna's grilling up salmon for the cat. He's petting it all day, and it just took a chunk out of your foot.
Yes.
Cats are dead.
What are you doing? He just ran up to you?
That's the summary of all cats.
Look at the WhatsApp, Justin. I just said it. And, Dave, please post this immediately. Yeah, I was just sitting here doing the show, and he just ran up and just bit
me. Gosh!
Is this cat a vampire?
That's more than one bite. He took a few bites.
It looks like
three teeth.
A cat shark.
And now, by
a lot
the way,
of teeth. They have, and, sharks have a lot of teeth.
And by the way, he's now tasted blood. It's not he right. He's gonna eat forever.
Oh my God, zombie cat.
Yeah, he knows
that
the
cat's
taste.
Dead. It's not
Dean
even
will
real.
Be dead as soon as this, what's happening, is over.
Mm. This really just
this
hurt.
Is not how he wanted to go.
Bean, do you remember yesterday off air when I said, "Spoiler alert, not even a real cat. That's a bomb."
You did say that.
That might not be a real cat. That might be just a means of killing you.
I can't believe
kudos,
there's
Donna.
Like real blood coming
you
out of your
You have rabies.
Also, this is going to be great for your Wiki Feet entry when we post it.
Quentin Tarantino just cast me in his next movie, by the way. I don't know, guys. This is an unexpected turn.
Now he's hiding.
How do you know what to expect from a cat that just you met yesterday?
He's now sitting 1 foot from me, hanging out under that computer screen right there, Jensen.
Yeah,
like
see.
Nothing ever happened.
He is a dick.
He is a dick.
So you're telling me no?
Actually, wait. I think it was a girl cat.
She's a dick.
Okay.
Yeah, there was. I literally wasn't doing anything but talking on the radio, and out of nowhere, she just came up and just bit me like a bitch.
She doesn't approve of you talking.
She's a Nick Cannon fan.
You know how they always say that in moments like when you're drinking, the truth comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Or in moments of sheer like stress, the truth comes out.
Mm-hmm.
He straight up yelled, "My cat just bit me."
My cat.
This cat that he
not
says is not his
this
cat.
This cat, that cat, stranger cat, feral cat, my cat, Bean.
All right. We were going to take the cat to the vet to have the chip checked.
Yeah.
Now we're just putting her down.
Oh!
Wow. Took a real turn.
I'm kidding. I would
he
never.
You would never.
But I will tell you.
Bean needs to be put down.
This is not fun.
No. Doesn't sound fun.
I got to be honest. You're an idiot.
No.
Honestly, because you don't know this cat.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
It wasn't my intention to get bit, Kevin. It's not like I said, hey, random rabid animal come in and have me. I didn't do any of that.
A stranger animal came into your house yesterday, and you fed it and petted it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no idea what that cat has or has been through.
All you have to do is close a door. None
guys,
of this had to happen.
Guys.
Listen, it's been nice knowing you.
I don't want to victim blame, but you brought this on yourself.
Can I show you an updated blood
picture?
Please.
It's now bleeding quite a bit.
Dave, please put them together because this is insane.
Oh my, it's dripping blood down your foot, Bean.
It is. I'm okay.
I honestly, there's going to be sharks outside your place. They're going to smell this
and
go right up to your window.
That was unexpected. I've been in radio a long time. That's the first time I've ever been bit by a wild animal while doing the show.
Literally a wild animal. Are you going to turn into a cat?
I don't know what happens.
Cat man.
Or what if his superpower is just closing doors? Wouldn't that be amazing?
People, but they're cats, and this is kind of blowing my mind.
You really hung up on that aspect of this whole timeline, aren't you?
All you had to do was close the door. That's it.
Oh, yeah. And even later, you had chances just to set the cat very nicely.
Gently.
Outside.
I want to take a step back. A wild animal has bit him mid-show.
Yes.
That's it. That's what it is now.
That's where we're at.
Couldn't be happier. I got to be honest. Listen. We've been doing nothing but telling him, this is a terrible idea. Yeah. What are you doing?
We could never have written a better ending than him being bit live on air.
A better ending for Bean's life, you mean, right?
Literally. He died doing what he loved, taking care of a wild animal.
That's true. And on the radio. Two things he loves.
I'm starting to get kind of dizzy, guys.
Are you weak?
I'm starting to get weak.
The blood pictures are now at Kevin and Bean on social media.
I think the poison has gotten into my system now.
You're basically a lazy Mike Posner. Like
he was walking across America.
At least he was walking.
Yeah, you're a lazy version of him.
He couldn't be bothered to get up and close a door, and he got bit. Mike Posner's walking across
the world.
Yeah. You're so dumb. From the second that cat came in your room,
we knew.
Put it outside. This is a terrible idea. You're like, well, I don't know where it belongs.
Yeah. Are you foaming out of the mouth yet?
It's easy to say I told you so now, Kevin, but none of us expected.
We told you the entire time.
Right, the whole time.
But nobody expected that this is what was going to happen.
You're an idiot.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Is it time?
Great point, Alex.
Is it time to start asking you about vaccinations?
I've never had a rabies vaccination. But
well, you will today.
Welcome to it. Welcome to it. They're supposed to be very, very wonderful.
That's what I understand.
They feel great.
Right in the stomach, yep. I understand, is how mm-hmm. they do them, yeah.
And what if they don't have one on the island? So he's now, like, losing blood, brain cells, everything, being life-flighted, mm-hmm. because you have to get off the island to go to a place where they have the rabies vaccination.
He's being airlifted out with just his thumb up. Thank you.
Right?
I think we need to wrap this show up, you guys.
Oh, no. Take your time, Allie.
Want to hear about a cat that's not a dick?
Actually, I don't think we have the time.
There aren't any.
I think I need to go.
Oh, no. Wait, are you serious? Like, has it gotten bad?
No, go ahead.
All right.
There's a British couple that says their cat is responsible for their recent lottery win. Andrew and Paula said on July 29th, Andrew realized, oh no, this cat doesn't have any food. I better run to the local gas station to pick up food for 6-year-old cat Shortcake that has never bit them.
I always knew Cat Corbett would be the death of Bean.
Always.
That's what he named the wild cat.
Oh, yes.
In the same trip, he bought a Monopoly Millionaire scratch-off ticket. Wound up winning $1.2 million, the top prize, you guys. All because they had to get little Shortcake a little bit of food.
Bean's still hitting drops while dying.
He's laying on the ground now, just hoping it's the right drop.
Oh, no. I have to press a button. She said money.
How much money has your cat earned you, Bean?
So far, I guess we'll have to find... It's in the negative, for sure.
Yeah.
We'll have to find out how much the emergency room visit will cost.
Oh, my God. I love this so much.
It's the greatest thing that's ever happened.
It really is.
Hey, Bean was on the show for 30 years. Why did he leave?
Well,
he's doing the show one day.
I got to be honest. We warned you and mocked you every single step of the way.
Yeah.
It's
uh-huh.
not like we just threw it out in passing.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Yeah. He got bit by a wild animal. And that was it. I guess he died.
Man, you're dumb.
He died on air.
You're the smartest dumb guy I know.
I can't wait for the Hall of Fame induction when it's just an in memoriam for Bean.
Yeah.
It's a hologram.
Also, what if I also thought about just amputating? What if he has to amputate it?
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great.
Bear Mug, will you speak on my behalf, please, since I won't be there?
Nah, I'm good.
Nice.
Oh, hard pass from Beer Mug. Okay. Hey, Beer Mug, speaking of, you're doing something cool today, right?
Yeah. How do I follow this, though? I mean, Bean getting bit? I'm going to be at the Bramwell.
Maybe start talking about where you're going to be.
Wow. You guys are dicks. I'm going to be at the Bramwell at 1065 Bramwell in Brea at the Hot Topic, giving away the brand new K-Rock sticker. Of course, if you get the sticker, you have a chance to win a private show with Billie Eilish, a Honda Pilot, and I'll be giving away Smashing Pumpkins tickets today. I'll have Hot Topic gift cards, one worth $106.70.
Yeah. Nice.
How many hats can somebody buy with that?
How many Nightmare Before Christmas hoodies can you get with that?
A lot.
It's a ton.
Lot.
Bean,
right.
You still there?
1 to 3. 1 to 3. 1 to 3.
1 to 3 p.m., yeah.
Hey, Bean, this listener says at Kevin Bean on Twitter, go to the doctor. A friend of mine's cat bit his finger, barely broke the skin, 2 weeks in the hospital, and almost lost his finger.
It's a wild cat.
From @pun1389, you need to go to the hospital as soon as possible, Bean. Cat bites are the worst. You could lose your foot. Okay. I think these people
this
are just...
is awesome.
This is not awesome
cats
if this is true.
For at least.
Anybody hear about the new flavors of candy corn? That's another story I could do. Hey, Kevin, can I interest you in the Friends pop-up coming to the Coffee Bean?
Guys, I think we
absolutely
really are.
Absolutely. I'd like to hear all about
it. This is the first time that Kevin wants to hear about Friends.
I'd like to hear all about it.
All right.
And take your time.
Some birthdays. Halle Berry, Magic Johnson, Steve Martin, Marcia Gay Harden, Mila Kunis, Tim Tebow, and our very own Omar.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
All right, Kevin. Say goodbye.
Hey, Eve. Good morning.
Oh, what?
This is...
Hey, Eve, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Yeah.
What do you have to add for Bean?
Okay, well, I've had the exact same experience, and two times, actually. First time, I didn't do much about it. You know, I washed it. That was it. Got infected. Hospital, bad news, all right? Second time, I learned, and I washed it right away. I put lavender essential oil on it. I swear to God, It did not get infected, and I did not have to go on antibiotics or the hospital. So if you've got some lavender essential
do you have
oil
some lavender
at home right now,
no, I don't have do lavender.
Don't be a no yell at
oh,
us.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Your wife, she doesn't have it. Come on.
I don't think lavender is the medically advised way to treat a wild animal bite. I really don't. I think there's got to be something better.
Well, by the way, how quickly he turned on this cat.
Right?
My cat. My now cat. Is a wild
oh,
animal.
It. Now it's a wild. Yeah, you're right.
This monster.
It's possums, basically.
Hey, on your drive home today. Go ahead. On your home drive home today, let's do a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show.
Maybe.
An all-new Kevin and everyone else show. Get up on this with Jensen.
One guy got bit by a recluse spider, the other one by a wild cat. This
Where
is
are
the
we?
Weirdest show.
And one of us lived.
We need Terry Bradshaw in the studio.
Dr. Drew will be on the show tomorrow to talk to us about rabies. And also Daniel Cormier, the champ, will be